I have with me Debbie Braun, and I've got to give her a title, PR and Marketing, and of two very important places in Hout Bay. That's Ye Old Artifact Cove and Shipwreck Shop and the Hout Bay Trading Company, who've been long-standing members of the Artcraft and Museums Map. Debbie, what's exciting? I mean, we're talking about antiques and collectibles, and where does this all fit in this modern day and age?
Thanks, Philip. I think fitting into this modern day and age, the artifacts and the collectibles certainly pop. They take a very, I always say, very clean line and just bring warmth to it. And people need that warmth. They need to understand that warmth has history. It's got stories. It brings memories of family and grandparents and stories of how people arrived in South Africa and about ships. And especially in those two stores, the shipwreck is very much as its name depicts. It's all about maritime items. So you get beautiful postcards, old postcards, from black and white to sepia to coloured versions, more modern versions, wonderful books. Book that sells over and over and over is the Titanic. People continuously want that. Endless spoons, teaspoons from glasses, ship wheels, bells sell over and over, but not your thin, tinny ones that you can get in the modern world. The heavy, when it will ring at you, you hear ding dong, you know, and it's sort of, you sit up and you take note, where did that come from? Almost like our noonday gun, but on a bell form. Moving from that, the trading store is obviously on the other side of Hout Bay, and that's situated more in Mainstream Mall, in Fisherman's World, which depicts Mainstream, or Fisherman's World is known as the Fisherman's Village. And that's what Hout Bay was all about. It started from Fisherman's Village. Fisherman's World is taking all these artifacts that come through, and we've taken wood and old buildings, and we've built huts into Fisherman's World. So when people walk through it, a story is being told. So it's been built in the modern age, but it's certainly bringing the historical element to it. And in the trading store, you have things like maps, general maps of the world, maps of Hout Bay. You've got furniture pieces, old furniture pieces to buy. So where on the one side you've got purely maritime, on the other you've got decor pieces and, like I say, maps that is very popular with people wanting to frame them and put them up.
I think that's what's so important. You bring a narrative into your home. You have some things in this very crazy modern day and age. It's nice to have a little bit of substance.
Philip, you have a way with words. Absolutely. I think what it also lends to is that both on the Mariner's Wharf side as well as the trading store side, it's part of a lifestyle, and it's lifestyle brand positioning. In the sense that at Mariner's Wharf, you've got the Fish Bistro, you've got the restaurant upstairs where families can go, you've got the Shell Shop downstairs, the Pearl Shop, all of that.
So you're not just talking antiques, you're talking about a destination.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so special about going to Hout Bay. And
correct.
Of course, to find your way there, you pick up a copy of the Artcraft and Museums map, or you go to mapmyway.co.za, and you find your way to an exciting Hout Bay. FM.